Live from NV Energy on West Sahara, it's the 27th annual 98.5 KLUC Chet Buchanan Show Toy Drive.
Yeah, it's a funny thing about toy drive. Sometimes, right at the moment where we think that we need, then something gets provided.
Exactly.
Now, I apologize for starting this sort of pressure on day number two
of toy drive. Of the mind.
I can't help myself.
I know.
I want to.
I know.
I don't want to be like this.
But you are.
I can't help it.
It's not your fault.
I don't want to.
The pressure's on.
All I had to do was not print out last year's numbers.
You're doing your best.
I still would have gone and found them on my computer anyway, but at least they wouldn't have been as readily available, and I would have had to, you know, go an extra step to, you know, for my addiction.
Yes.
Which, you know, some people it's drugs, some people it's alcohol, some people it's nicotine, some people it's, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's this.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
So, I may or may not, on day number two, have given some sort of indication that we may have been behind, which is ridiculous because it's day number two. But
thanks.
Then, yeah, right. And then, and by the way, we're doing just fine. Coca-Cola truck number one is about to close. We've got 202 bikes. That number's about to change. We've got $32,435 on the Nevada State Bank cash and gift card board, 202 bikes on the NACVI injury law 702 injured bike board. All fine, all about to grow. Oh, and then breaking news. Falala Riley, who's the executive director of Help Us Southern Nevada, also checked in. Is this, just by eyeballing it, is this a record number of people that are lined up to try and get holiday assistance, just from what you could see?
Yeah, we've seen an uptick overall.
It looks like a lot.
3 months, but there are a lot of people in line right now.
It looks like a lot. And honestly, even on day one yesterday of Toy Drive, there were more people who showed up here asking. And it was interesting for me to see that, because there also seems to be added enthusiasm for donating this year.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? So we've kind of got it on both sides. With that in mind, there, I forgot that you, and it's not a secret necessarily, but you had some information.
Yeah, so we have all sorts of donors. Some will come here, want to talk to you, and then you saw Centennial, right? And then we have donors that really want to remain anonymous.
Really want to.
Yes. But they also would like us to do the shopping for them, right? And so recently we received a gift and we were able to purchase 100 bikes.
Uh-huh.
And a boatload of girl toys. Because, you know, we have a 3-to-1 boys to girls toys being donated here at Toy Drive. I don't know if you knew that or not. So we're
there's
always
three times as many boys toys as girl toys?
Correct.
No kidding.
Yeah. So we spoke to this donor, and when we shared that with her, she was like, oh no.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
You're going to go and buy girl bikes and girl toys.
Great.
To even that out a little bit more. So the amount of girl toys that we were able to purchase is going to fill your truck number one.
Sure.
And it will fill truck number two.
Wow. Wow. And you, do you have a bike number, or do we need to get
100?
Oh, it was 100 bikes. So wait a minute, just in case we missed all of that, put another 100 bikes on the board.
Let's go.
I'm gonna make a hand signal, because I'm aware of certain. Again, I'm on the board of Help with Southern Nevada, so I'm aware of certain things, but I'm also unaware of other things. Is that this one? That's that one. Okay, so just so there wasn't another one. Okay, no, and she is incredibly generous every year. And
yes.
But that's her only thing, is she says, look, this can all go away tomorrow. All you have to do is mention my name, and it goes away. And so it's okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, so we will honor her wish to be anonymous and just thank her.
And thank you, thank you, thank you. And you know, and I know she's listening right now. I do. I know this. Just absolutely amazing. And here's the first time we get to do this. So as of 10 before 9 on Friday morning, the fifth day of December 2025, day number 2 of the 27th annual 98.5 KLUC Chet Buchanan Show Toy Drive, Coca-Cola truck number 1, shut it down!
Woo! Yeah!
Coca-Cola truck number 2, shut it down! Okay, now things are getting a little more interesting.
Yes!
Now they're getting a little more interesting. So, new totals right now. So we're working on Coca-Cola truck number 3, okay? Working on truck number 3. That'll take us to 302 bikes. And on the Knock Free Injury Law 70200 bike board, Nevada State Bank cash and gift card board, $32,435. I know the bike total's gonna change. What else may change with that? I don't know. But 1 hour air conditioning and heating are here. And this says a lot as to the efficiency of the organization. They showed up and immediately began unloading bikes.
Oh my God, immediately.
Like, didn't even want to. We were going to try and put Donovan Rohde, the general manager of 1 hour air conditioning heating, on the air. And they were like, can't, busy unloading bikes.
Yeah, we're slammed.
However, what's also going to be an interesting byproduct of this is the big bully turf sea of bikes is now officially a sea of bikes.
Yes, it is.
Will there be enough that we can jump over the planter and start moving into the second part of the parking lot here at NV Energy? It's going to be real close. Oh. It's going to be super close. So maybe so. We'll find out just exactly what 1 hour is done. We'll get you updated totals and things starting again. Things starting to roll onto. I don't know why I'm doing this to myself.
I know. Stop it.
It's just good. It's just day. It's day 2 of Toy Drive, and honest to God, that should be enough.
Yes.
We'll be back in a moment. Day 2, West Sahara, just west of Jones, on top of the big 30-foot scaffold. Day 2 of Toy Drive.